Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. On today's music review, broadcaster Nick Luscombe joins me for a roundup of what's tickling his eardrums this week. We'll be hearing tracks from Jasmine Power, the Welsh jazz singer you should be keeping both ears on this year, Jesse Lanza, the Canadian electro popper with a junior boy's stamp of approval, and we'll have some South American psychedelia by way of Amsterdam, with a few British notes thrown in for good measure in the latest release from Fumasa Preta. Hear what that sounds like? That's all coming up on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Nick Luscombe, how lovely to see you. What a wonderful way to start the week with some of your suggestions in music. Let's go straight into Jasmine Power. I always love your stuff, but I love this especially this week, listening to this first thing on a Monday morning. Talk us through Jasmine Power.
Yeah, I was really pleased. A friend of mine actually found this and said, "Oh, you're going to like this." And so I finally got around to listening to it. And yeah, it blew me away. And I think it's one of the best things I've heard this year so far. I know we're quite early in.
Yeah.
But what a great record, and the melody, the everything about it, the kind of images she conjures up. Her voice obviously is pretty amazing. I did a little bit of trying to figure out where she's from, and it turns out her mum ran a jazz festival when she was like 10 years old, and I think she just studied music, and it's now in London. It's her first EP, and all three tracks are great, brilliant. The vinyl's actually already out, so it's released on vinyl. It's coming out soon on digital, I believe. But
nice, okay,
so what a great record.
Turntable fanciers will be able to get there first.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to play the title track, aren't we, Nick?
Yeah.
From the EP, it's called Stories and Rhymes.
Come and find me where and when you wish to. I'll be sitting beneath the sea like I used to, writing stories and rhymes inside my head. Put them to bed.
Okay, that was a little slice of Stories and Rhymes from the none more fresh Jasmine Power. Now let's before we move on to your next selection, try and pick some of the influences out of that if we can. Such a lovely spare production, such an ego-free sounding song, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true actually. In terms of references, I don't know. I mean, there's almost a bit of Sade at one end of the spectrum, and then there's obviously some great jazz going on there as well.
I feel like if Portishead,
if
Portishead hadn't come from Bristol, but had come from kind of like Cheltenham,
that's right,
via the jazz festival or something.
That's absolutely right.
It's got such a spare and natural sound to it.
Yeah. And I just can't wait to hear more. And I missed you played at the Brixton Ritzy last week, which sold out. Completely missed that, unfortunately. But more gigs are imminent, apparently. So I'll see you down there, right?
Yeah, I absolutely see you down the front. I don't know what you do down the front of a sort of jazz flecked live show. It's very slow moshing.
That's right, yeah. That'd be nice.
Air hi hat throughout. Yeah, it's all right. That was Jasmine Power. You'll be hearing a lot more from her. That's Nick Luscombe's first choice. Jesse Lanza now. We're going to Canada. Another great named artist you've chosen. Jesse Lanza. Jasmine Power. These are all girls I want at my party. Talk us through this one, Nick.
Yeah, well, she's from Ontario in Canada. She's her production partner is one half of Junior Boys, as you kind of alluded to earlier on, who we've played on the show, haven't we, recently as well, with their great new album. This is her second album. It's on Hyperdub. I was surprised, when I first heard about Jesse Lanza, because knowing Hyperdub a little bit, thinking I kind of knew where they were coming from. Obviously, you can never tell. These labels, so much going on. And Jesse Lanza sounds almost to me like, again, another kind of 80s reference, but there's a lot of kind of early Madonna sort of style production in this, which you don't expect from Hyperdub, or a few years ago you wouldn't have expected. So, it's proper, I don't know, feel-good music, probably very influenced by, again, like 80s Japanese pop. I think it's got that kind of sensibility to it. Great, another great album, and this is, I think, my favourite track from it.
This is Never Enough. Nick Nick Luscombe in the studio here doing both finger clicks and hand claps along to Never Enough, new from Jesse Lanza. Only joking. He's far too cool for that. That was me. That is fantastic. You're right. It's got so much early Madonna in it.
Yeah, really. Absolutely.
And you're right. Yeah, I guess it's like Japanese 80s pop music. Yeah. Sort of a kind of really compressed hyper pop sound.
Yeah. I mean, just... I mean, I think, again, reading a little bit, I don't tend to read the press releases, as you know, but when she was describing it as music to kind of make her feel good that hopefully other people would respond to. And that's what it does. It's just great pop music, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's great. And we talked about, you talked about hyperdub. Talk our listeners very quickly through that. Producers, I'm guessing, but tell us who they are.
Well, Code 9 set up the label, so, you know, it was all based around the sort of early dubstep scene, I guess, you know, and that's what they became well known for kind of being involved in. And artists like Burial, for example, were the kind of massive kind of artists on that level. And they've just kept going. They've been going for a long time now, and they're just producing great music down there near Peckham, you know. So
nice one.
Yeah.
Suddenly, they can do anything they want because all their houses are worth £1 million. That's right. Hyperdub and Jesse Lanza and Never Enough. It's beautiful stuff. It's great stuff. Where are we going now? Are we going to Venezuela, Brazil? I can certainly pronounce Fumaça Preta, but one of them's even got a cedilla on the C, hasn't it? There we are. A nice C is an S. But where are we? I'm a little bit confused geographically. Nick, help me out.
Well, they're based in Brighton. They're partly from Amsterdam.
See, all it was the 1253 from Victoria. I didn't need to get on a jet at all.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. So I saw this band live at Latitude last year, and they are incredible. I mean, anyone who's ever seen them, you know, it's like a brand new experience in a way. They're absolutely full on. They mix up kind of, it's metal, it's psychedelia, it's... you know, a brilliant drummer who leads the band and screams along to the songs, and it's a spectacle. You know, they're on Soundway, so they're on that kind of brilliant heritage label that puts out a lot of brilliant, beautiful reissues. But they're kind of one of their new bands that kind of sound like an old band.
Yeah, I guess that's the way they want it, right? Okay, well, this track from the LP is called Baldonero. Baldonero from Fumaça Preta. It says Venezuelan, Brazilian, and British minds have come to bear on that particular piece of, yeah, psychedelic devilry and revelry, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
An amazing thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like playing a Tim Maier LP, but at 45 rather than 32.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's kind of really,
it's
really
very speedy.
Nuts. Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's definitely some Morricone influences on there as well. So it's, across the whole album. This is their second album. You know, there's a lot going on. But they do capture that spirit of what they managed to do live really well.
Yeah, now they sound like they'd be a fantastic live proposition.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you saw them at Latitude. What was the vibe? Do people kind of know who they are? People just turn up and kind of go, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Because you get those wonderful moments at festivals, don't you, where kind of there's kind of 15 people kicking about who are familiar with the band, and then suddenly people from fields away kind of hear the buzz and run across.
That's right.
What did they manage to achieve at Latitude?
Well, we put them on, we had a Radio 3 stage there, so can you imagine that? People probably weren't expecting that, but definitely a lot of people already knew about them. They've definitely got a good fan base, but we had a very, very small stage that we put them on, and it was rammed. It was the best thing I think I'd seen, you know, over the course of that weekend.
Well, it's fantastic stuff. Fumaça Preta, and we heard Baldonero from an album called Impuros Fanáticos. We talked about Jesse Lanza, didn't we, who is our Madonna-esque fantastic favourite. We played Never Enough. It's from an upcoming album called Oh No, and we started with Jasmine Power, the brilliant, beautiful Jasmine Power, a live proposition for everyone to check out. We just heard a bit of Stories and Rhymes. That brings us to the end of today's Monocle Arts Review, all about music, all about Nick Luscombe's choices. Thank you very much indeed, Nick, as ever, for coming in. The show is produced by Holly Fisher. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow to talk theatre. But for the time being, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.